All right, so small businesses are opening up locally, yet they're facing another problem, yet another one. Customers are there, the workers, maybe not. They can't staff their businesses. Let's talk with Alpana Singh. She's a restaurateur, host of Check Please, WTTW. We know you from that, but Terra and Vine Restaurant getting rave reviews in Evanston, too. How are things, Alpana? Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, and happy belated Mother's Day, by the way. I'm a little sore this morning because we had Mother's Day yesterday. So it was nice to see everybody out and about with their mother. But I will say, Saturday night, I got home and I got this text from my chef at midnight saying one of the guys, the line guys, is not going to be able to make it to work tomorrow. I'm like, I have 200 people coming in. Like, what are you talking about? So I was like brushing up on my egg poaching technique, at 1 o'clock in the morning because I thought I'd have to get behind the line. But thankfully, we were able to find some, pitch hitters. But yeah, this is the state of what's going on. You know, every day it's like dishwasher's not showing up and you have to scramble. And, it's a combination of issues. And, everyone's saying maybe it's a $300 stimulus or the unemployment. And I think the problem is much more complex than that. Mm-hmm. It's something that we were actually dealing with prior to the pandemic of trying to find workers. And it's a combination of, yes, maybe perhaps the unemployment, but it's also schools are not fully back yet. And so it's the childcare issue. People have maybe perhaps moved to other industries. I had one of my really just awesome guys, line guys, that actually went to go work for DoorDash, and he's not coming back. He said, I get to set my own hours, I make more money, and I don't have to be on my feet. And he just left the industry entirely, and now he's delivering food. So where typically your line cook would be around $15, $16 an hour, I know some people are asking and paying above $20 an hour right now.
So it's driving wages up, right?
Driving wages up. Also, and where I see the issue is mostly back of the house. It's trying to find staffing for the kitchen. And I've been hearing from people all over the country saying we can't open. We've had to reduce our hours, and they're ready to go because they've been stuck in this pandemic and the capacities have increased. We're all basically rushing to rehire at the same time. But people have been sort of left in the last 10, 12 months, and that's a lot of time to think about your life and think about maybe the restaurant business is not for me and find other jobs or move. Maybe perhaps they just move to another location.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. This is more complex than the battle you're seeing played out amongst politicians, whether or not you drop the $300 extra, boost, or whether it's a minimum wage thing. I'm hearing just right now from listeners, Alpana, as you're speaking, because of childcare is a factor, 708 says, getting people back to work while schools are not even completely open.
Disingenuous of politicians to not understand the everyday needs of everyday people and what we've been having to deal with during a pandemic. And it's just so easy to go on news and say, just drop the $300. Like, well, why don't you drop your $300? Why don't you drop your insurance? Because maybe that's what it is, and that's what's causing you to not do your job properly as our elected officials. It's not the $300. It's so much more complex than this.
Yeah, it is such an important point. I'm also seeing this. Raising children with two parents is difficult. Imagine with one. So complicated this last year. It's impossible to understand how single parents have managed at all. And I would totally agree with that. Christine says, no, it's an issue of low-wage workers' health and working in a risky environment with little safety net or health insurance. Do you return and worry about getting sick in a restaurant environment?
It's like I said, it's not just the $300. And I wish that there was just a conversation that's been given to really how complex this matter is. But nonetheless, we are in this situation, and we have had to adjust how many people we can take because I don't want people to have a bad experience. But across the board, what we're seeing is that your food may take a little bit longer. The server may not get to you in time. So whereas your entree may come out normally about 20, 25 minutes, it may take 35, 40 minutes. I mean, I had a client over the weekend who was just so upset. He's like, what's going on? Why is my food taking so long? He's like, I'm never coming back here again. And I had to tell him, like, I'm sorry, but we're short staff. Like, I'm sorry this is affecting you. And for me, it was almost to the point where it's like, are you not reading the news? Are you not watching TV? Like, are you not aware of what's going on? And so it's just one hand, I feel bad that he didn't have a great time. But on the other hand, it's just like, God, cut us some slack here.
No, you do feel it. You feel the stress sometimes at restaurants when it seems like they're short-staffed, and you do feel that you're trying,
and,
right?
I just want people to understand it's not the server's fault. It's not the bartender's fault. It's just this whole thing that's happening, you know, and yelling at the server when it's not their fault. They decided to show up for work. They are there. They're doing the job. You know, and I just am so grateful for the men and women in our industry who are showing up and making sure that people just get a little taste of normal, you know, get that ability to celebrate seeing their mom again, you know, face to face and sitting down for a meal. And I just ask for people to just be patient with us. We're trying the best we can. And you're going and writing a bad Yelp review is not helping the situation.
I thank you. That's words I needed to hear, because I feel as if there's such a need to try to blame it in every direction. But you're right. At the end of the day, you've got workers who are there who are trying to do their best, and let's respect them, right? Hey, I thought of you though, Alpana. Yeah. I got to let you go, but I thought of you because last time we spoke, you were worried about having to take Vax passes before you served anyone their meatballs, and you had to look at their health records. And thankfully, that's not happening, right?
Yeah, well, you know, you got governors like Governor DeSantis who are taking care of that for me. Like, we can't ask. I'm like, and then the cruise ship industry's like, yeah, but we do want to ask.
Oh, gosh. A whole nother conversation. Thank you. Thanks, Alpana. And we support you and our restaurant owners.
Thank you. Take care. All right, thanks. Talk to you soon.
Good talking to you. Bye. That's Alpana Singh. Tara and Vine is her restaurant in Evanston. And again, good reviews for her. And she's also host of Check Please, too.